You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Hey, Preppers and Patriots. This is the second half of my interview with Todd Sepulveda of Prepper Website. Enjoy the show.
You're absolutely right about the time saver, and the same thing with me. After Grace was born, I quit doing my own lawn because, you know, I'd rather, for the price I can get it done with, I'd rather spend that time with her. And, you know, and it's, and I would, and it's easier to take that time away from taking care of my lawn than it is to take it away from the business, the Prepper Recon, the podcast, the website, the books, all the marketing that's in behind that. You know, that's a big time suck. I put a lot of time into all of that, and it's, you know, we went to the Heritage Life Skills up in Waynesville, North Carolina last weekend, and I had a couple people ask me if I had a real job, and it's like, well, I put 50 to 60 hours a week into this, so it's a little more than a regular real job. So yeah, so I absolutely hear you on the time saving thing, and I tell you what, the first guy I asked to do my lawn, I saw him, he was doing the guys next door, they were booked up. They're like, right. Sorry, we're not taking any more clients this year. So, you know, I had to find somebody else. So, I mean, if you're willing to work, there's so much work out there. It was the same thing when we got our house, trying to find somebody to paint, trying to find somebody to do the tile, trying to find somebody to do the glass and the shower enclosure in the bathroom when we redid it. You know, it's very, very difficult to find people that'll show up, and then when they are, if you find somebody that's good, you know, they demand high dollar. And you know, our plumber that helped us with the, you know, I sort of do my own contracting as far as like lining everybody up and buying all the supplies and saying what's going to go where and all of that. But I try to find, you know, professionals to actually do the work, because when I do it myself, it looks like I did it myself. the plumber that helped me set the tub and, you know, do all the connections and all that stuff, because if I do it, it's going to leak. He gets $90 an hour, you know. Wow. But he's the best there is around here. But you know what? You're not going to call him and he's not going to show up that same week. You're gonna have to schedule a couple of weeks out, and you know, maybe next week you call, this week you can get a date or a time for next week. You know, he's in high demand, and he's not cheap, and you know, and kids aren't training for those types of jobs. They're not training to be plumbers and electricians, and nobody does. Nobody wants to do tile, and I kind of don't blame them, because it's hard on your back and hard on your knees and all that kind of stuff, and hard on your hands. The grout and stuff, it pulls all the moisture out of your hands if you don't wear rubber gloves and stuff. I've done enough of it myself to know, but. It's something that if you're willing to work, especially if you need work, it's certainly something that you can go get a job tomorrow. And it's not rocket science. You know, there's you could watch a few YouTube videos and probably be as proficient as a lot of the people out there that are calling themselves tile professionals. But you know, if you do a good job and you can set it straight and it's not all wavy and gapped up, then you can demand pretty high dollar.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we were talking about mowing lawns, and I was remembering there was a young man when I was a young child, probably like 8-9 years old. He started out as a high school student cutting grass on the weekends. Well, he went ahead and went through college, and he paid his college by continuing doing his lawn service. But his lawn service was so profitable, lucrative, that after he graduated college, he continued doing that. And my uncle and my aunt, I knew him because he would cut their grass. And you know, he had a nice truck and he had a push mower, and he just made so much money doing that, and people loved him that's what he did. And so he eventually hired a couple of guys, had a crew, and that's what he did for a living. And he was college educated, but he was able to make so much money doing that. So someone who is out there who might not, you're looking for money, you're looking for things to do, you know, on the weekend to earn a little bit of money, that's an easy thing to do. You throw your lawnmower in the back of a truck, you throw, you know, your weed eater, a gas and a blower, and you just go to town, you know, doing that. And, you know, I was talking to someone who said, well, you might not want to do that in your own neighborhood because you might not want to let your neighbors know that, you know, that you're trying to make extra money, whatever. I'm like, that's fine. Go to a neighborhood, you know, 10, 15 minutes away and start getting clients. You might find that you get so many clients, you get so busy that you can't do it all on a Saturday, right? You might need to start hiring a crew on the weekends, you know, just to do that. So there's so many things that you can do to earn extra money to help you prepare. And that's, again, boiling down to, or going back to that important piece, is that we need multiple streams of income so that if something happens, if we have a hiccup or whatever in our personal finances, that we're able to mitigate some of those issues.
And you know, and I'd wonder why somebody would care about what their neighbors think. And that's often one of those things that gets you in trouble in the first place, is that you want to make sure they all think that you have a good car and a big house and that everything's fine inside your home, when actually you're sitting on the razor's edge financially. And so that sort of that pride of wanting to manage my image to other people, that can really, really be a trap. And that's one of those things that can really suck you down a financial hole quick. And unfortunately, that can tie right into that mentality.
Yeah. And, you know, I think more people are in that position than we realize out there. I can't remember the specific statistic or the numbers, but it was a very small amount of people could deal with like a $300, you know, bill. You know, was it like $300 or $500?
It was $500. Yeah, it was on CNBC. They had, and I can't remember what the percentage of. I bookmarked the. it was a bankrate.com. 65% of Americans save little or nothing.
Right. Yeah. You can't even deal with a $500 bill. I mean, that's, you know, someone gets sick and you go to the clinic, or, you know, you have to get some expensive medicine that there's no expensive medicine that you have to buy, and you're out of that really, really quick, you know, or your transmission goes out. I mean, come on. Nowadays, the transmission, I mean, you're forking out some serious money, and you need that to be able to survive. I'm stuttering over here. But yeah, you need to have that to survive and to get to work and to make money. And so, yeah, you need to be able to have those types of things. Again, bringing in that extra money into your family's income.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The second book of the runaway best-selling series, Ava's Crucible by Mark Goodwin, is now available in Kindle, paperback, and audiobook. America has fallen, and Ava's band of misfits is all that stands between freedom and absolute tyranny. Political division in the United States has reached the boiling point, and the Second American Civil War is well underway. Communist agitators have been successful in their efforts to intimidate voters from key states and steal the election. A far-left socialist candidate has seized the reins of power, and his designs against the Republic are absolute. With a sympathetic Congress, he will sign in sweeping bans on firearms, criminalize free speech, and institute a new government agency to root out dissenters. Avis Group pledges to launch an insurgency campaign against the occupying force in Texas. But they'll have to watch out for those who have been tasked with purging the Patriots. Her team cannot fail in their mission to liberate Texas. If Texas falls, America's demise is all but certain. Get your copy of this post-apocalyptic thrill ride from Amazon.com today.
Talk to us about some gigs that have relatively low barriers to entry, yet have high demand, maybe some that we haven't covered yet.
Okay, well, if you are someone who is into using computers and laptops and being online, one of the things that is very big right now is being a virtual assistant. And I know, you know, I'm in a blogger group on Facebook, and that's one thing that always, you know, is coming up. Hey, does anyone have a virtual assistant that they trust, that they can, that can do the job, you know, and it, that's reliable? And so that's one of the things that always comes up. So if you are a stay-at-home mom and you have internet and you have a computer and you can do some things online while the while your kid is maybe eating lunch, maybe they're taking a nap, you know, those types of things. Maybe they're playing on the floor and you are, you know, you're on the couch or whatever. There are some things that you can get paid for doing, you know, scheduling people's social media. Things that, you know, there's entrepreneurs out there, people who own podcasts, who own websites, who don't want to fool around with the, you know, the marketing aspect of it, or they know the, they know what needs to happen for marketing, but they don't want to deal with all the details of scheduling, you know, Facebook posts or whatever, you know. So you have that. That's definitely something that is very easy to do. And if you start, that's one of those things that I'll tell you that if you do a good job, people will start to pass your name around and you will get very busy doing that. And so if you can niche down to a specific, for instance, preparedness websites, right? So I'm like, hey, I'm a prepper. I'm familiar with preparedness, and I want to be a virtual assistant in the preparedness space. Within that, you know, kicks it up even a bigger notch. But let's just say you're into whatever, you know, crocheting. You know, there are websites that are in, you know, that do crocheting. Maybe you're into business. There are websites and podcasts that are nothing but business, and you can focus on that niche right there, or you can just be an all-around general virtual assistant. Another one is, and I actually just used this recently, is a transcriber. If, again, you have a internet, you have a computer, and you're able to, you have some decent grammar skills, you're able to do this. And so, for instance, one of the ways that this happens is, let's say someone owns a podcast or a YouTube channel, and they want to take their podcast and do show notes, or they want to take their podcast and they want to turn that into an article, or they want to take their YouTube video that they recorded and they want to turn that into an article. They would send the link to someone who transcribes, and they would transcribe it. Now, there are services that do this, like Rev.com does this for $1 a minute. So if you have a 30-minute video or a 30-minute podcast, they will transcribe it all for 30 minutes, right? Well, I recently did a video that I wanted to turn into an article. I haven't released it yet, but I'm about to. I guess by the time this podcast airs, it'll be out there. But I was going to send it to Rev.com. Well, on the Prepper website forums, one of the young ladies who purchased the ebook and is in the forums said that she transcribes, or, you know, that's something that she likes to do, and that she has some pretty good grammar skills. So I said, hey, look, I was going to send this to Rev.com. Will you do it for the same price? And she said, yes. When do you need it? Now, Rev.com will turn it around usually within a day. I didn't need it within a day. I'm like, I can, by the end of the week, it's fine with me. And she did a bang up job. She did a better job than I know that Rev.com would have done. And so I was able to send her, you know, money to be able, you know, because she transcribed my article for me. And not only that, I'm talking about it now. And she paid for, more than paid for, what it cost for the ebook and to have access to the Prepper website forums. I know other people are using her to transcribe as well. And so that's something that's low cost, doesn't cost anything at all. If you have a computer and you have a laptop, you can definitely get into that and do that really, really easy. I talked about dog sitting, babysitting. You know, one of the things I remember, this is kind of burned in my memory. We used to run a group home for kids in CPS custody in another part of town. And one day a guy was just going down the street and he was saying, "Hey, I'm trying to earn some extra money. And I want to know if you'd like your bushes trimmed and if you would like some of these tree limbs, if you would like them cut." And so he had just some hedge clippers, you know, manual hedge clippers. And he had one of those saws that is on a, I don't know the specific term for it, but, you know, it's one of those kind of like on a telescope, basically. So you can extend it and you can cut tree branches or whatever. And so I said, "Sure, you know, how much will you charge me?" And it was some small, it was like $15, $15, $20. I'm like, "Sure, you know." So he did it. He bagged up everything. He moved the tree limbs to the side of the road so that heavy trash would pick it up. And he was on his way, and he was just going down the street doing this, right, earning extra money. So if you have some hedge clippers and you have a saw, I mean, you can easily do something like that. You have a rake, people will, you know, will pay you money to rake their leaves because, you know, if you just let your leaves sit there, it's going to hamper the ability for your grass to grow. So definitely in neighborhoods, people will pay for you to rake their leaves. Those are some really easy things to get into. Man, there are just so many other things that you can do. Washing cars. Not too long ago, I don't know how I got to it. Maybe it just kind of popped up in my feed. But there was a guy that was offering car washes, like a detailed car wash for very cheap, like half price. And so I emailed or hit the person on Facebook, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm kind of interested in it. You know, what's going on?" And it was actually the man's wife responded, and she said, "My husband used to be the manager of a car wash, and he got let go. So he is starting his own business where he is traveling around and detailing vehicles. And so he's barely getting off the ground, and so he is offering half price right now." And I'm like, "Let's do it." And he came. He did such a good job. I had him do both vehicles, and he did such an awesome job. You know, and he had, you know, a little vacuum that he connected to my my electricity, and he used my water hose and things like that. But he had some basic chemicals that he used and did just an excellent job. It didn't cost a lot of money for him to get into that. And, you know, I was able to leave him a review, and he took pictures. So they're marketing themselves really well. And I'm sure now that if I wanted him to come out, I wouldn't get that price. I'd have to be paying a lot more to get him to do that same job. So that's what winds up happening. Again, you do a good job, word gets out, and, you know, you're able to make a living off of it. And that's what he was doing. So, you know, those are a couple of things there definitely that people can do.
The age of the internet, you touched on that a little bit, but it has made it easier than ever for people to earn extra income. Sites like Fiverr, where you can just go on and sell just about any service that's internet-based. They have graphic designers, and these are all services that I've used. The guy that does the voiceovers for my book commercials that are on Prepper Recon, you know, he's on Fiverr. I've used editors from Fiverr before. I don't anymore, but I'll tell you what, you can get a good editor on Fiverr, and you can get a bad editor on Fiverr, and you can go to a professional editing service that promotes themselves as being professional editors, and you can get just as bad a service paying, you know, $500 as you can for a couple hundred dollars on Fiverr. So you know, it's the individual, and the people that do good work on Fiverr, they demand a lot more money. An editor is very, very hard to find, somebody that's able to catch, you know, 99% of the mistakes. That's rare that anybody can, that one person can catch that many. You know, if you get two really good people, then they, and you can get 99% of your mistakes caught by two good people, you're really, really, really far ahead of the game as far as editing for books and things of that sort. Graphic design, you know, people that do book covers and things like that, there's a lot of that that's on Fiverr. So people that are familiar with Photoshop, that's big. And Uber, you know, Uber, if you, even if you don't like to be around people, they now have Uber delivery in many of the larger cities. You can be a delivery driver with Uber.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think Amazon has a service now. I can't remember who I heard talking about it, but let's just say you have you're a photographer, and that's very easy to get into. And being in education, I know like this time in the year, there's a lot of proms, there's a lot of graduations going on. Always because I officiate weddings as well. You know, there's always wedding, you know, photographers. And let me tell you, there's a lot of bad photographers out there. So if you have a creative, you know, bone in your body, you'll be able to do a lot better than most people. And so offering your services, you know, if you have a friend, or even if you just put it out there, hey, I'm a photographer, I'm new, I want to practice. So if you have a wedding, or you know someone who's having a wedding, I'll come take you know, wedding engagement pictures, or I'll take wedding pictures for free, just as long as I can use the pictures, you know, to promote my business. And so you start doing that, and then maybe you start charging a little bit more. Maybe you charge $100 for a wedding. I mean, there are people out there who want a wedding photographer. And I'll just tell you, because I know some of these wedding photographers cost thousands of dollars, like really good ones, thousands of dollars. And there's like people like, I can't afford that. But I could afford someone who pay $100 or $200, maybe even $500. And so you get out there and you start developing that skill to be able to do that. I mean, you can make some decent money. And that's like on the weekends. That's, you know, on the weeknights possibly, when you don't need to, you have your regular job and you can bring in some extra cash. I know that that's always something that is very easy to do. And then so bringing up this Amazon, so maybe there are some photos that you need touched up, so you're able to send them, you know, I don't know, 25 photos. Like, hey, I need these photos touched up. They will do them at a fraction of a cost and then send them back to you. And so the idea is that they do these things very, very quickly, and so they're able to do it in mass, and that's how they get paid. But that is, you know, something that you can do that is very low cost to get into, because a lot of people have cameras already. And you go for it, you know. Graduation, I know, because I've paid for graduation pictures before, you know, $100, $200, $300, I mean, it can get pretty expensive up there. But if you're able to do it and you get some clients and Facebook and, you know, just putting stuff out there. I mean, right now I have friends that are sharing graduation pictures of all their kids, and they are watermarked from the person that has done it. And so they'll even tag that person, hey, thank you, whatever photography or whoever, for taking my pictures. It's free advertisement out there. And so, man, there's just, you know, that's so easy to do. And just with a little bit of skill, a little bit of knowledge on how to take pictures and understand lighting and all that good, and finding some great places around your area, man, you can lock that up really, really quickly. And so, you know, that's one to do. You know, if you have a spare bedroom and you are okay with this, Airbnb is one of those things that you can do. And that's just extra money for allowing someone to have a, you know, a guest room in your house. And so there is a person, a coordinator that I work with who went up to a conference, and she was going to try out Airbnb, and she did. And she loved it more than if she was to stay in a hotel. You know, she was able to meet other people. They had like a small continental breakfast for her if she wanted it. They even had a bicycle for her to use if she wanted to use that to get to her conference. And she's like, man, I'll use Airbnb all the time from now on, because it was just, it really worked out. So if you have an extra bedroom, man, that's something that you can do and earn a little bit of extra money that way.
You mentioned your wife's jewelry gig. You said she didn't use Etsy, but a lot of people do use Etsy, and anybody that's got any kind of a creative flair that likes crafts and things like that, there's lots of good stuff on there, and that's it's a great place to make those little crafts and sell them, and that's something that's a hobby for a lot of people, and they end up making a lot of the stuff, and it just kind of sits around, or they give it away, and often to people that don't appreciate it, and if people are buying it and they're putting down money, even if it's not something you necessarily wanted the money, you know that they're going to appreciate it because they've went through the trouble of finding you, paying for it, and having it shipped. So Etsy's a great outlet. And then, of course, you can always have a website or a podcast, or you can write some books. Post-apocalyptic fiction. There's a lot of people out there that like clean post-apocalyptic fiction, and they don't have much to choose from. I think Tom Abrams, he doesn't really have bad language in his. Bobby Akarat's newer stuff doesn't have the bad language. His older stuff does, but his newer stuff, I think, is still staying pretty clean. And with very in my stuff, obviously, but there's very, very few choices. If you don't want the bad language and you like reading that genre, there's very, very few choices. But I will say, anybody that's – if that's something you're thinking about, you do need to take a creative writing course, because you need to know what you're doing. You need to know there's a few basic rules. Even if you're the best storyteller in the world, there's a few basic literary rules that you need to understand that a lot of folks will launch a book and they don't understand them. And with the competition the way it is on Amazon now, you get one shot to do it right. And if you mess it up, that's it, and you're done and you're over. So you need to take a basic creative writing class so that you know the basic rules. You should know basic plotting and what you need for characters, and it should have more dialogue than narration and those types of things. And you need to really get your blurb right. You have to have a professional cover. You cannot make the cover yourself. You cannot get your brother-in-law that designs pizza ads to make your cover. And you cannot let your high school English teacher do the editing. You have to have a professional editor or an editing team. And you have to have a professional cover, and you have to have if you're not a blurb writer, you need to pay somebody to write, somebody that's proficient at writing copy, to write that copy for you. And aside from all of that, anybody that's even thinking about writing a book with the competition the way it is on Amazon right now, you should take Mark Dawson's Self-Publishing 101 course. And it's a few hundred bucks, but it's an investment. And if it's something you're seriously thinking about doing, You need to take that course, and then you need to follow all the advice that he gives in it, because you can get the information and then not using it doesn't do you any good.
Right. I want to talk just very quickly about something that you said, and not to gloss over this, because I think it's very important. You write, and you write, and like you said, it's very clean, but also it's fulfilling a need in the preparedness community for not only clean fiction, but also fiction that is very Christian based. And so I know that you have a lot of people that are Christians that read your books. I know that's always something that is a big deal for me when I read your books. It's a big plus, right? The fiction is there, and it's a great stories, but I love the fact that it's coming from a Christian perspective. I've really felt that as well on the podcast, because that's one of the things that I hear from people is, Todd, we love the preparedness side of it and the fact that you are a Christian. Now, I'm not preaching to people all the time, but I've said very often, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm going to talk about my faith. And if you don't like it, this is not the podcast for you. And so a lot of people appreciate that. And so I think that when you're talking about micro businesses, again, we're talking about, you know, niching down, you know, that's very important because there is people out there. There is a niche where you can be very effective. And, you know, I think that's very important if you're talking about preparedness websites, if you're talking about writing books, if you even if you're talking about micro businesses, is finding that niche. I think it's a very important.
That's a great point. Seth Godin, I'm sure you probably know who he is.
Oh yeah,
writes a lot about entrepreneurship, and he's got a whole book called Purple Cow. And the purple cow idea is basically, you know, you're driving down the road and you're in the countryside and, you know, you see a cow, big whoop, because there's a million cows. But if you're driving down the country road and you see a purple cow, you're going to stop and look and say, hey, there's a purple cow, because you don't see purple cows. And the idea is niche. You know, you got to find your little bitty niche and serve it and just be passionate about that. And if you and if 100 other people, if out of only 1 out of 100 people like purple cows, you know, you'll get all the people that like purple cows. But you're never going to be able to please everybody. So do your thing and do what you like to do and do it to the best you can. And particularly, you know, I know that I'm sure you get a lot of people that don't want to go back to Prepper website or Prepper website podcast because of your Christian viewpoints. And I get raked over the coals in the reviews all the time for my books because of the Christian content, despite the disclaimer that I put at the bottom of every single one of my books that says, you know, if you're, you know, this book has no sex and no bad language. However, if you're offended by conservative principles and references to scriptures, this book might not be for you. So people still buy it and still rake me over the coals for my Christian principles in the reviews on every single book that I put out. But, you know, I'm not going to change that because that's who I am. And I'm not gonna deny my Savior, and I'm not gonna compromise my values, and I'm not gonna be untrue to myself. So,
the cool thing is that those that are Christians read that and say, "Hey, wait a minute, I do like that."
So, right?
You know, it works in the reverse. So even though it's a negative review, it works in the reverse for those that are seeking that. You know, and something that, hey, I feel comfortable sharing this with my kids, you know, or, right, you know, my grandkids, they can read it and I don't have to worry about the content, you know, because it is coming from that Christian perspective.
Right. So Todd, great stuff. I think this is a really, really important book. Like you said, you know, prepping costs money. A lot of people don't have the extra cash to put the preps aside. But you know, you've usually got either more time than money or more money than time. And if you've got more time than money and you still need money to prep, then, you know, we've given you some really, really great ideas in the show. And I think everybody needs to just go over to Prepper websites, the place to buy the book. Is that correct?
Yeah, I link to it there, but definitely the Prepper website podcast.com. Uh-huh. You can get to it there, or I purchased the domain microbiz.biz, so okay. microbiz.biz, and that will get them straight to the page where they can get more information on purchasing the book.
So get the book, sign up to the forums. You know, that's another great thing. That's, you know, that's the place that that people can come together as community and help each other with the ideas and troubleshooting and marketing ideas and all of that kind of thing. Plus, you'll have all of the other prepper topics like food storage and all that kind of thing is also going to be there. So, great place for all of that stuff. Todd, thanks so much for making time for us today. One more time, the name of the book and the name of your podcast and the name of your website.
It's the name of the book is The Preparedness Community's Guide to a Microbiz and Increasing Your Finances. You can get the book at the Prepper website podcast.com. There's links on the front page, or just go to microbiz.biz and that'll take you straight to or directly to the page.
Todd, thanks again.
Thank you.
Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com.